Welcome to another episode of the Unofficial Controller Podcast, episode 200-something. I don't know the episode, I'm sorry. But I'm here. It's just a Bobby show. It's a solo show, because it's just me. It's Easter, or Easter weekend, or tomorrow's Easter, at least here in America. I'm not sure wherever else you guys celebrate Easter, but Easter is tomorrow, Sunday. Or today, if you're listening to it, whenever. Well, I'm recording today. It probably won't be released till tomorrow. So more than likely, if it's Sunday, the 31st, then it is Easter. And the next day is April Fool's Day. So there's a couple things I like to do on Easter. And that's try to get... Well, that's a lie. I never did it on Easter. I have done it on Christmas. I've done it on Halloween. April Fool's. St. Patrick's Day, and I think that's really it. But I like to do little cheapy holiday-themed platinums on those holidays that it lands on. Why? Because why not? You know? I think it's hilarious. I think it's funny. I've been doing it, I think, 2 years now, or 3 years. So I got three Christmas... themed Christmas games, you know, because I just said Christmas twice, for Christmas Day Platinum, you know, something cheap, something simple that takes, you know, no more than an hour. I'm not trying to go all in. Or I try to time the game so I can get the Platinum on Christmas Day, if possible. You know, I did a couple on Halloween. There's a St. Patrick's Day, like a stupid little St. Patrick's. He runs around, a little leprechaun runs around. Trying to collect the gold. Christmas has some Christmas themed games. I did like Cthulhu Saves Christmas. And if I pronounced that wrong, I'm sorry. But, you know, I did that. That was really enjoyable. Then I did Santa with a Shotgun, which was terrible. But it is what it is. On April Fool's Day, they have those stupid jumping games, like the jumping taco, the jumping coffee bean. You know, why not? It's April Fool's. I mean... if you can't get the joke, then it is what, you know, it's a joke. I think it's funny. That's what I try to do. But with Easter being, you know, today, I guess, there's a game I have from Puppet Combo called Murder House. Now, it might not be a normal game you want to get the Platinum on Easter because, you know, some people are very religious. Some people aren't. Some people don't believe in Easter. Some people do. You know, do what makes you happy. You know, but... officially, calendar-wise, it's Easter. So, there's a game called Murder House from Puppet Combo, and it's about a serial killer, or deranged man, or whatever he is, in a bunny costume, killing people in a house. I don't know the whole gist of the story, because I don't know the actual plot line of the story. I just bought it on sale. I've been on kind of a Puppet Combo kick recently, so I got a couple of their platinums. Okay, I'm not sure. Definitely Cannibal Abduction, Night at the Gates of Hell, Nun Massacre, Blood Wash. There's a couple of those I have. I think I have Christmas Massacre and Stay Out of the House. And yeah. Those are the games that I have from Puppet Combo that I can see right now from my TV. So since it's, you know, I mean, it's not necessarily an Easter themed game, but you know, there's a grown ass man in a terrifying bunny costume trying to cut people's heads off with a sickle. You know, why not get the Platinum for that game on Easter? It's hilarious. Well, to me it is. I like Puppet Combo horror games, even though they're very low poly, low res. It's very PlayStation 1, you know, what, Sega Saturn-ish style, you know, games. They're not the best looking games, but the atmosphere and the music, very good. Sound direction is like amazing. If you're playing this on headphones, it's terrifying. Because it's like 3D surround sound, man. You hear something behind you. You know, you think it's behind you. It's very good sound. But they must put the volume level at max, even though you lowered it down, because this thing comes at you. And whatever it is, you're playing Nun Massacre. You turn around, there's a little nun running at you with a knife. I mean, out of nowhere, she just runs up at you. Sometimes she sees you in the distance, and you don't know she's there. Because she's always wandering the school. So she's in there. So scary, you know. Hey, Nun Massacre, you can even get on Easter, you know. It's a church. It's a church thing. It's a Christian thing. So, terrifying. When I was playing Hannibal Holocaust, and you're running around the house, you can hear him. You got to get away. You got to hide in a closet. You know, like I said, visually, yes, you don't think this little low res thing would scare you, but when it pops up out of nowhere, it's really good, you know? I don't think... Let me Google this. I'm not sure if No One Lives Under the Lighthouse is a game. Let me just see. No One Lives Under the Lighthouse. No, it has nothing to do... Okay, so No One Lives Under the Lighthouse has nothing to do with... Upper Combo. But it's very, there's a movie 2019 called Lighthouse with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. And it's like kind of based off that kind of similar Lovecraftian horror type. Wasn't bad. First person, you know, I liked it, but that's not part of Upper Combo. So we'll take that out of the, take it out of the equation. So sometimes, even though it's 2024, a 1996, 1997 style graphic, you know, can scare the hell out of you with the right setting. And Public Combo does it really good. I also like how they make it, you know, it looks like you're watching with a VHS tape. And for the people who are young, a VHS tape is like a video cassette tape that you had to put into a VCR. And you had to play it. And the quality was meh. Because you had a CRTV. You had nothing really. You know, there was no HD. And I think everything was 360. And the TV was domed a little bit. It was concaved or concurved, conflexed. One of those cons. You know, so it had like a dome look to it. So you can put the settings to look like that. So it looks like you're playing on an old school TV with the little scan lines in it. You know, they do a very good job, really. Some of them are funny. Some of them are kind of scary. You know, the controls are very simple and basic. It's a basic escape the house style of game. I haven't seen it where you can kill anything yet that I played besides Night at the Gates of Hell. That's like a old school, like you could definitely tell Night of the Living Dead, the original, was inspiration of how they move and walk and sound. But overall, Public Combo, I'm liking them, man. I think they're doing great. And I want to continue to buy more of their games. There's a bunch released on PC, but not everything has been released on PlayStation or Xbox, at least to my knowledge, as of today. So that's what I want to get on Easter. I want to get that Easter, that Murder House Easter Day Platinum. Let's see. I'll try. You know, I'll try. But what I'm currently playing now, me and the wife, we're playing Mario Wonder, and we finally beat it yesterday. You know what? Thought it was enjoyable. We got all the seeds because, you know, you have to. And we got all the flags. Because you can miss them. They're secret exits that you have to find in a level. You could become... This Mario game, the power-ups are different. You have the typical fireball. Then you have one where you can blow bubbles. And you can blow a bubble into an enemy and he dies in a bubble. You can become a big fat elephant. And you can shoot water out of your tusk if you can grab water or find a water source. you have the typical star, then there's like a drill, like a drill head, and you can dig down to the dirt and run across, or you could dig to the ceiling, run across secret entrances, secret areas like that. I think it's four players. I'm almost positive it's four players, but we just did the co-op the entire game. The problem is that in this game, one of you is the leader. So it depends who finished the level with the highest jump on the flag becomes the leader. So you have to kind of stay with your leader because your leader can run too fast from you and kill you off screen. And then you look like a little wild little, you know, half man, half ghost, kind of like Casper. You got to fly to your partner, smashing the A button and getting over there, and you come back. So that was a little hard because it was kind of very Sonic the Hedgehog 2 when you first play with you and your little brother or sister want to bother you. You're Sonic and just be Tails, and you can just run without them and they come back. Maybe they cheat and try to kill the balls with their tail. That's how it would remind me of. But I mean, graphically, listen, it's a Switch game. Now, George was here. He loved it because it's Switch. But George is not here. The Switch, don't get me wrong, I have one. I bought it. Do you know why I bought it? I bought it to play the Legend of Zelda. Okay? I bought it to play that game. That was the only reason why I bought it. And then obviously, you know, Mario Odyssey. I got Mario Kart. I got Metroid. I got Mario RPG. I got Perky Little Things, which is something for another podcast. Maybe a part two of, you know, erotic games. That's definitely going to be in the second episode for sure. You know, mostly got it for Nintendo exclusives because that's what I wanted the Nintendo for, to play Nintendo games. I didn't get the Switch to play anything else because I have a PlayStation. You know, that's just me. Maybe I'm old school, but that's just me. But all the Nintendo games, don't have a problem with them. They run fine. I got Super Strikers. That was great. We beat that together. We played together. I demolished her in that game, but you know, it is what it is. The old school games from the online, I don't really need them because I have an emulator. I have emulation of almost every game possible. At least to my knowledge. So that's what I got the Switch for. I take it on the go very sparingly. Mostly play it plugged in, and it's mostly me and Eva doing something like that, you know? You know, I enjoyed Mario Wonder. There was more levels than I thought. Some of them were easy, some of them were hard. Overall, though, it was very, very good. Really enjoyed it. Did everything we had to do in there. So all the seeds from each level are done. The only thing we have to do now is two special levels, which are like the difficulties ramped up. But once you get the hang of it and the flow of it, you know, it's a Mario game. You could do it. You can get it done. Nothing's too hard. Dalton did a great job. So I'm very happy. If they made a sequel, great. Princess Peach something. Princess is a game called Princess Peach Showtime. Is out. Looked at some online things. Looked at some pictures of it. You know, my wife would definitely play it. She loves it. You know, Animal Crossing, she killed it. Now she's playing Disney's Dreamlight on my PS5. That probably would have been a good game on the Switch too, because it's not that. But I think that would be a good Switch game. But we do have Super Mario RPG. So I bought it for the Switch because, yes, I had it on emulation. But you know what? Sometimes Eva doesn't want to play the emulation, my wife. So I got it on the Switch. Whatever. It's another Switch game. We'll put it in. We'll play it. It's one player, but it doesn't matter. I think it's hilarious. We'll play it together. She'll like it. I'm not really a fan of turn-based, but this was great when I played it with my boy Adam many, many, many moons ago. Overall though, it was great. So it can't be bad on the Switch. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be good and funny. So yeah, Mario Wonder completed. That's done. Now Mario RPG's next. Princess Showtime. Still in debate about it. Not really sure. I'm also playing Helldivers 2 with my boy Marlon, aka That Guy 81 on IG. And I'm playing with my stepdad, Danny. Now, this game is basically level progression game, right? So when you first start off, you're doing easy. You don't have a lot of stratagems, which are different weapons or arsenal that can help you move up difficulty. So as you level up, you get better and better weapons, and you get better and better stratagems. And when you're playing with your friends, if your friend's doing like a level suicide mission and you're level 10, you're not going to make it because you don't have the ability to do it. You know, your ship is weak. Your weapons take too long to come down. You don't have everything you need. So you got to build it up. So it's a game you can do over time. And each level you collect samples. You do the objective. You do the side objective. And you get the hell out of Dodge, bro. Right? Is it fun to play by yourself?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Eh. You know, I mean, it's okay. It's meant to be played with friends. Definitely. But if you're playing by yourself, you could just easily go to the online option, put friends only. So no one jumps in your game. Or you just invite them in. Or you join other players. You don't really need to be on the mic to communicate with them. Once you know what to do, it kind of speaks for itself. You can kind of work together on without speaking. Very, very fun game. Especially playing with my stepfather, Danny, because we were trying to go for the trophy. Let's call it a draw. Now, this particular trophy, you have to shoot the arms off a Hulk. And a Hulk is one of the biggest automatron soldiers they have. It either has like a rocket hand or like a flamethrower or something. So you have to shoot it, the both arms off with probably a sniper rifle, you know? And then once both arms are done, you don't kill them. Leave them armless. You run to, you know, you finish the mission, run to extraction. Trophy popped. So we did that, no problem. You know, it was 1, 2, 3, found the guy, killed him, we're out of there. Pretty easy, did it on medium. Not the most difficult, you know, challenge we have, but we did it. So that takes care of that. Tried this morning with my boy Marlon. Got absolutely swamped on medium. Got absolutely wrecked. Me and Marlon playing this game since it came out. Medium is, we should not die on medium. Got our asses handed to us, bro. Absolutely wrecked. It was hilarious. I don't know what happened. 900 million enemies came down out of nowhere. Just surrounded us. I felt like I was in a war zone. And we could not get out. We were just stuck. We pinned. Finally, I don't know how we even got out. Just to do some grenades and just kept running and running and running. I said, listen, bro, we have one life left. Let's just get the hell out. We extracted and bounced out. We got nothing. We didn't even get our samples back. Only because I figured on medium, you get at least one Hulk. It'd be more manageable to try to kill one Hulk. Because the higher you go, the more big boy enemies you get. And the more regular enemies you get. So they just start swamping you with more and more enemies the higher you go. And you get more objectives. So you have to do things at a much faster pace to get everything done. So, you know, you need the correct weapons. Now, we didn't bring down anything crazy because I just said, we're going to just go 1, 2, 3, get the Hulk's arms off, and bounce. That did not work. Both games we tried this morning didn't work. So we'll try again later. Maybe we had it was weird. Not one Hulk down, but like every other enemy and their mom came down to attack us. We even had a tank Tanks don't come on medium, but we had a tank. Don't know how, don't know why, but that's life. So we'll try again. Me and my stepfather did it. Platinum-wise, almost there. Just a couple more trophies off out of platinum. But I think I'll keep playing this because I'm having a really good time with it. If you're on the fence, you know, watch some YouTube videos. If you got a friend and you guys want to go at it, perfect co-op game. Because it's you against the computer. There's no, you're not fighting real people. You know, you can just put you and your friend, friends only, lock it down. Just you guys have fun. You don't need to have strangers come in your game if you don't want to. That's the beauty of this game, you know. Highly recommend it. You know, definitely go do it. Now, I'm not playing with Marlon on my stepfather, Danny. I'm playing Marvel Spider-Man 2. I played Spider-Man. I played Miles Morales. I enjoyed them. Spider-Man 2, for now, I think maybe 5 hours into it. Doing some side missions. You know, there's Astoria. I live in Astoria. So that's the first thing I had to go to. Once everything was over and I can free roam, I went to Astoria. Now, they did the best they could with Astoria. I haven't really looked around too much, trying to look for landmarks that I can recognize. That I can maybe, hey, this is a real place in Astoria. Because, I don't know what they did there. It looks like a mixture of Long Island City, Queensboro, and Astoria mix in a small neighborhood that they called Astoria. So far, from what I've seen, the districts, yeah, they're correct. Right? You have, you know, the financial district, Midtown, East Side, West Side. Didn't go to Harlem, didn't go to the Heights, but probably will Brooklyn. Not too familiar with Brooklyn, but they had downtown Brooklyn, and I think I saw Crown Heights, which is fine. But that's really all I got around to besides just doing a story a little bit. Like I said, I'm only 5 hours in, maybe 4 or 5 hours in. It just seems weird. It didn't hit me as much as I thought it would hit me. And I have not been on a superhero kick in a long time. The last superhero movie I watched was The Batman with Robert Pattinson, which I really thought it was amazing. But I haven't watched any Marvel movie since Endgame Part 2. I haven't watched any of the Disney shows that they're in. I haven't really watched anything superhero-ish. And I don't know, it's just because I'm over it. You know, do I think it's a bit too many superhero movies? No, because there's a million movies. There's a million war movies, drama movies, Western movies, superhero movies. You know, it is what it is. People make what they want to make. So I don't think there's an oversaturation of it that I'm tired of it. I just think I'm tired of it because I stopped reading comics over 20 years ago. And I've seen I watched them. I enjoyed them. Were they the best? Some were good. Some were bad. I think the superheroes that I grew up with and read comic books and had toys with, they're not making them anymore. You know, there's Thor was, are they making Thor 4? Don't know. Iron Man was like a B movie. You know, B-lister, basically. You know, now he's up there. I thought the first one was good. The rest were eh. I only thought Captain America Winter Soldier was good. Didn't think the other one was that good. You know, the Avengers, the Age of Ultron, they were cool. I enjoyed them. You know, Black Widow was eh. You know, nothing caught me. And I'm not saying Marvel. I'm going, you know, Wonder Woman was fantastic. Part 2 was a nightmare. The Justice League was a disaster. Unless you saw Justice League. The Zack Snyder cut, like, all right, I would want to see more of that, but that's not going to happen. That's canceled. Superman movies, you know, the first one, Man of Steel, was good. I don't know what happened to the rest of them. Justice League Dawn of Justice was terrible. You know, Aquaman, both of them. Well, I didn't see the second one, but if the first one was terrible, I can't imagine the second one being better. You know, I just don't think they're pulling out. I don't know what's going on with the superhero movies. Now, I could be totally wrong. You'd be like, bro, you're stupid. You're an idiot. They're fantastic. And that's fine. That's your opinion. It's not a problem. For me, I'm over it. I don't care. You know, I do want to see the Batman too, because the Batman is my favorite superhero of all time. You know, he's not really a superhero. He's just a man. And, you know, that's why I kind of like him. I like Batman more when he's by himself than when he's with other people. because he literally cannot fight anything that Superman and Wonder Woman are fighting. If there's an alien invasion and they're super strong and Superman's having trouble, what is Batman going to do? Explain to me. Okay. Also, the Batman, well, if he has prep time, you know, what is his prep time nonsense? Like, what is going on with Batman prep time? Well, if he has prep time, he could take somebody out. First of all, Spider-Man, even with prep time, Batman's going to lose Spider-Man. I don't think you understand how strong Spider-Man is, how fast he is, how agile he is. I mean, he held up a train from falling off the bridge. Okay? He moved cement trucks out of the way. Batman punches Spider-Man in the face. His hand might break. Like, we're getting a little ridiculous now with the whole Batman prep time taking out Green Lantern or one. Bro, do me a favor, okay? Take that idea, right? Crumble it up, open the window, throw it out, okay? Get it out of here, because that's ridiculous. So I kind of like it when he's just by himself in a regular world where any criminal can shoot him, you know? Because he could die from anything. He could fall off a four-story building and die in his costume. That's why I like Batman, when he's by himself. He's figuring things out. There's some hand-to-hand combat moments. He does a little gliding. You know, not too much, but he's there. His Batmobile. You know, he hides in the shadows. Surprise. Surprise! Here I am. You know, those type of stories I like. Not when he's fighting superpowered beings. It's just a bit much for me. Let me take a sip of coffee.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
All right. So that's for me. So kind of over the whole superhero thing, unless something catches my eye. Like, listen, I used to love Alien. Aliens, love them. The rest of them, trash, garbage. Now they're making a new Alien. It looks interesting, but I'm going to wait for cable or DVD or streaming because I'm not paying for that. You know, I saw Dune 2, part 2. Thought it was phenomenal. I paid for that. Okay? Loved it. But I wanted to go see that because I knew I liked the first one. So I'm like, okay, we're in. Now I'm not going to be tricked into go seeing another superhero movie because they're just like, you know, there's no real threat to the main character because he's the star of the show. So they can, you know, let you think something might happen to him. But you know overall they're not because you already know there's a sequel. Okay? Because you already know because the internet just tells you all of the business. Right? You didn't ask for it. You did not ask for it. Your phone's listening. You're talking about something. You open your phone. You go to Google, bam, spoiler, right in your face. Or this season was so popular, we picked up seasons 2 and 3 of your show. Now you know, at least the main characters are going to move on to the next season. So that takes the element of surprise out. Unless you're doing Game of Thrones. And Game of Thrones was terrible after season 5. Okay. In my opinion, Jon Snow, no spoilers, he's still dead. I don't know. He's still dead. In the book, he's dead. He's not getting up. Next chapter. Waiting for it. He probably won't make it. He'll probably die before he makes the book. And then you'll have somebody with his notes make the book. And it won't be the same. So, you know, he's not getting any younger. George R.R. Martin. Like, let's get the ball rolling. It's been over 10 years since the book was out. Where's book 6, guy? whatever. So back to Spider-Man 2. I'm not really feeling it. I mean, I know they changed his Peter Parker's face for the remaster, and that kind of threw me off when I played the remaster again. Miles Morales looks the same, but Miles Morales has the Fred haircut from Manchester United player Fred, the Brazilian Fred. You know, and I'm like, what's going on with that hairdo? But whatever, it fits the mood. You know, their version of New York. Okay. I mean, it's more wild than that. I mean, not the point where we're having, you know, superheroes come in and take people out of a boat. Yeah, okay. There's crime everywhere in New York City. But, you know, not as much as I would have thought in Spider-Man 2. Again, it's a video game, I get it. I'm not comparing real life to a video game. I'm just saying. It doesn't have that, like, wow, this is interesting. This is pretty cool. You know, it's like kind of like a been there, done. And that's what happens, right? You played the first one. They made Manhattan. Now they gave you Brooklyn, Queens, a little bit of it. I would love Staten Island because I never actually been to Staten Island. So it'd be pretty cool to go into a video game and go to Staten Island. That's probably the only time I'll go there. You know, would be cool to have the Bronx. You know, hit all five boroughs. You know, go Westchester. Maybe that's too far for him. But we'll see. We'll see. Swinging around. You know, listen, nothing's wrong with the game. The gameplay is great. The graphics are great. The music, the acting, you know, the character designs, phenomenal. I just haven't got to the point of the story where I'm like, ooh, yeah. You know, I'm at the point of the story where, like, when is ooh, yeah, going to happen? We'll find out. We'll see. So, you know, overall, not it's too early to give it an anything. Just right now, my thought is, all right, let's see. Let's see what's happening, you know? So that takes care of that. So we did Spider-Man 2, we did Helldivers 2, we did Mario Wonder. All right. I would like to get the platinum trophy for Murder House on Easter because it's an Easter themed game because of the Easter Bunny costume. I also don't understand the Easter Bunny and where it came from and why we give baskets of chocolate and eggs to kids on Easter. Very confusing. When I was growing up, there was a few kids who thought bunnies lay eggs and they do not. But that's America for you. So take care of that. All right. Let's go back. Look, you know what? Let's do the diet. This is going to be the most challenging thing of going to my aunt's house tomorrow. My aunt cooks phenomenal. She cooks everything good. My mom and my aunt cook really good. I think that's why I cook good, because of them. My sister Katie cooks really good too. So just, you know, it runs it in the family. My sister Christy, I mean, she cooked, I only ate her food once, but what I ate was good. It was some kind of chicken. It was good. I cook good. I pat myself on the back every time I make something, you know, they cook good. But, since I had the surgery, the hernia surgery, I have to eat soft foods and liquids. So I'm doing like chicken stock, beef stock, or beef broth, chicken broth, bone marrow broth, whatever the hell it is, to get the vitamins in me. Cannot do hard foods. So no chicken, no steak, you know, nothing you can chew, can't do. It has to be soft. So if I can make scrambled eggs, I have to use just a regular wheat bread. Cannot do multi-grain bread or anything like that. Cannot toast it because I guess my stomach, you know, obviously I just had a surgery, so I can't be eating all this crazy food. So I've lost, like, I think as of last week was 12 pounds. I might have lost more this week. I can only go for like 2-3 mile walks every day. I get my stitches taken out next week, so he'll let me know more of an update. But I'm out like another 7 weeks. So I will be home just recovering. You know, can't lift, can't do this, can't do that. So I plan, you know, I've got the Instagram going back, which is, if you want to find me on there, it's the underscore chronicles_of_a_gamer. I work got crazy and I was so busy and I kind of just lost track and I didn't do a post for a while, but I'm back. I got myself 3 weeks ahead of reviews so I could just post them every day. You know, I got the feel going. I'll do more solo podcasts. I have energy is through the roof now since the surgery. I feel great. I look good. I don't look great. I mean, I in my mind, I look better than before. My color's back. I feel good. I have energy, which I haven't had in a while. So, you know, the surgery was needed and I love it. I'm happy we got everything resolved and I'm happy with it. But I'm not really craving the food I thought I was going to be craving. I made my wife steak last night. I had peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It was fine. You know, I smelled the steak. I knew it was good without eating it. I seasoned that bad boy correctly. You know, the vegetables, I put a little bit of butter in that, a little bit of smoked paprika, little mix it up in a little bowl with the steak. You know, just salt, pepper. I do a little bit of fresh garlic with the butter and I get a little, you know, when you melt the butter in the pan and you flip it over, flip, you know, make that juicy steak. I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. You know, I can only have one because I can't have too much food at one time because I feel real bloated when I do. So my stomach definitely shrank and I'm shrinking, which is good. I mean, we expected this, you know, and once I can start walking more than 2 miles, he clears me to go. If I can jog, I'll jog. You know, I'm getting a lot of vitamins and minerals from the beef broth. So, you know, eating is challenging, but not complaining. You know, I had 2 eggs with a soft bread. Like I said, the stocks. The other day I had plain white rice with scrambled egg. Each plus put a fried egg in it, but I can't fry an egg. So I had scrambled egg in it. I put a little bit of pepper, garlic, paprika. I said that already. I mix it up, you know, with this egg and the white rice. It was good. Listen, I got to eat something, right? So it is what it is. Coffee. I'm doing a lot more tea now. Like decaffeinated tea. I will never do. Here's a funny story. I didn't know that tea had caffeine because I don't drink tea because I'm American and I drink coffee. And I probably drink, you know, I do drink drip American coffee, but I love espresso. So I have espresso and I have a Greca, and that's how I make my espresso. I can make a cappuccino. I'm going to make an espresso. I make an iced coffee. Okay. I can make a frappe, which is a Greek frappe, not the frappe from McDonald's. So, you know, I'm not just like American drip coffee. Okay. So, I lost track of thought there. What was I saying? Too bad you can't rewind the episode because I just totally lost track. My mind went left and my thoughts went right. Give me a second. Coffee. Oh, that was it. Funny story. Caffeine. Okay. Didn't know tea had caffeine. Never really drank tea. Hardly ever. I mean, iced tea, I drank. Not like proper tea in a bag tea. Every now and then I'll have a tea. It's very rare though. I'm talking about like Blue Moon, Beyond Blue Moon. You know, rare. Like ultra rare. So I've been drinking a lot more tea now because I really cannot. I mean, I stop sodas anyway. So I haven't had sodas in a while. And if I do have a soda, it's probably like a sugar-free ginger ale, but I cannot have carbonated drinks at all. So I've just been drinking fresh lemon water. I cut some lemons. I've been putting lemons in the tea, a little bit of honey. I got ginger lemon tea. Bro, let me break it down for you. I put on, as you guys say, you know, we say teapot, you know, our cousins in Europe, you know, in England, the UK, all that, you know, Ireland, you know, I'm not sure what else you guys call it, but I put the kettle on, right? Warm that bad boy up. I get a nice little cup. I think it's a 10-ounce cup. I put a little bit of honey in the bottom, just enough to fill the bottom of the cup. Nothing crazy, nothing too much, just a drizz, you know, get the bottom of the cup very lightly filled. Okay. I pour the hot water in there about halfway and I mix it until the honey is completely dissolved in the water. Then I take a fresh lemon slice, put it in there. Tea bag, leave that bad boy in there. I just let it soak for like 5 minutes. Okay. Then I take more hot water, fill it up, remove the tea bag, squeeze a little bit of fresh lemon in there. Bro, delicious. Do you understand how delicious this is? I don't even drink too much hot coffee. I like iced coffee. I am downing these teas like crazy. And I don't know if it's the tea or the diet or something. I am hooked on this tea. Yeah, I even tried it cold. I said, you know what? Let me taste it cold. So I left everything. I left it on the countertop. When it wasn't hot no more, I put it in a cup, put some ice cubes in it. Bro, still good. Why haven't I drank this more often? I have no idea. Delicious, dude. So I'm on a tea trip right now. Because I could only have water. And water, listen, you got to have water. You have to have it, right? I mean, and there's an old military trick that you have to have at least enough water so, you know, your pee is not, you know, bright yellow. It looks just look kind of like clearish. That's how you know you have enough water in your body for dehydration. My skin looks phenomenal because I'm hydrated. Okay? Because I'm not dry. Because I'm drinking more water. Usually at work or when I'm just home, I don't really drink enough. And I don't mean alcohol, but I can do that too. But it's coffee. And then when I eat, I have like a ginger ale or a seltzer water and that's it. I don't really drink throughout the day. And that was a problem. Now this problem is solved because I cannot wait to make a tea. Sometimes like a while and I go back to back. You know, I go back to back tea. And let me tell you something. You can get real wild on a Friday. I might go back to back to back tea. Like, whoa, what's happening there? Yeah, I just had three teas in a row. Feeling good, feeling hydrated. You know, but even the glass water. I put water, ice cube, 2 lemon slices. Let that soak in there. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious. So I'm eating that, drinking that. I'm eating what I can eat. I'm going for these 2-3 mile walks. I feel great, bro. I don't even feel like I'm craving for food. Not going to lie. When I was making that steak, I wanted to just bite the steak. But I'm like, why? You know, have some control. And I smelled it and I was making it and it looked juicy and I knew it was good. And my wife said, oh, it's good. It's really good. I said, describe it to me. Like, it's good. You made it perfect. No. Describe your thoughts when you each chew. You know, then she told me to stop talking. And I did. Because, you know, happy wife, happy life. So I knew it was good. She confirmed it was good. So when I'm ready to have steak again, I will. But I'm thinking in my own mind, right? If I can continue this eating and running and walking and whatever, and this soft food type of diet, and I continue to walk, and if I can run or jog even better, I probably will lose a lot more weight than I thought, and I'll be even better. And then I'm thinking to myself, when I can eat normal food, why do I have to eat like that? You know, you go out to eat, you get a hamburger or some steak, you go to a Mexican restaurant, get some tacos or, you know, mole or Italian restaurant, you know, you get like, you know, gaucho pepe, or you get like, you know, something in a vodka sauce, whatever you go out to eat, you go out to eat, you know, like sometimes you go to this El Salvadorian spot. They have, it's called pupusa. They put everything in the pupusa. It's like a very small, imagine like a thicker crepe with food inside of it. What do you call that? It's like radishes with vinegar. It's called something. I forgot. This will be in the community correction section, I'm sure. It's, it's a term. I forgot the term. But, you know, you put that on top of the pupusa with a little bit of sauce. Delicious. But I'm thinking to myself, damn, that's a lot of food. You know, it's a lot. And you eat it. And you eat it because you just eat it because it's good. When I can go back to regular food, I think I'm going to just half eat, bro. I'm going to go get something I want to eat. Yo, man, do me a favor. Bring me a duffel. Give me a doggy bag. You know, I don't know if you guys do doggy bags where you are, but doggy bags here in America are popular. So I'm going to get my food. I'm going to half everything, put the other half in a doggy bag. Eat it for tomorrow. Eat it for lunch the next day. Why eat all that? You know, let's keep this. Let's get back to what I used to be. Because I tell you something. Before the surgery, it was hard to get up to go to work. It was hard to get up to record the show. I missed a lot of episodes because I just could not get up. I was exhausted and being tired all the time. And just it was terrible. Like the last 2 years was terrible. But you know what? It's over now. And if I can go back to what I used to be, oh my God. My current job has never seen me 100%. They've only seen me like 50, 60% because of all the other stuff issues. Wait till I go back to work. I'm going to go back to work looking like an American James Bond, bro. Okay? I'm going to have to get a new wardrobe soon, which is great. Like I said, I have another 7 weeks to recover. And I can't lift anything. I can't do nothing crazy. Walking and jogging. That's it. And until the doctor says otherwise, it is what it is. So mentally, I'm prepared. You know, I got that Kobe Bryant mama mentality in my mind, that Cristiano Ronaldo mentality. Just don't do it. Just eat, walk, eat, walk, eat, walk. So a basic routine that I do now because I'm home, I get up every day, same time. Well, not 5:30 because I don't have to go to work, but I get up at 6:30. I feed the cats, make some coffee, and my wife wakes up at 7 because she got to go to work. Okay. We have coffee. She has some breakfast. I probably have like a yogurt, a little bit of honey. And then, you know, when she leaves the house, I go get dressed. I go for a walk. I come back like 9. She's out the door by 8. So I leave around 8:10, something like that. I'm back by 9:30. So I did like a whole hour and a half walk around the neighborhood. Come back. I take a shower. I'm gaming. And I'm gaming. I caught up to a bunch of games I had that I purchased. So I knocked out all those. If you want the list, let's pull it up. Let's pull it up. So since I have been out, I got the platinum for Night at the Gates of Hell. I did Cannibal Abduction. Spin the Lighthouse. We're not going to talk about this game. It's, you know, there's no explanation. It was 13 cents. And I just taped the A button down with some tape. The Lighthouse spun 140 times. And I got a platinum trophy. Am I proud of it? It is what it is. Okay. I did the Enigma Machine because I was really interested. Because this was, I'm not sure if it's an exact prequel, but the game Mothered. It had to do something with Mothered. And I don't want to spoil it. So maybe Google it yourself. So I did that. I did No One Lives Under the Lighthouse, which I thought was really, really well done. I thought it was great. I did RoboCop Rogue City. I think they did a great job with RoboCop game. It made me want to watch it. So I might watch it today or tomorrow. You know, don't know. And then Helldivers 2 and Spider-Man I'm currently on. But once Spider-Man's out, I have Rise of Ronin, I have Dragon's Dogma 2, and some other games I have over there. So I'll probably knock those out. What else? So I'll have those played. You know, then I have a little lunch, whatever that is. Then my wife comes home from work. You know, some kind of, we have shakes maybe, banana smoothies, whatever you want to call them. Watch some TV together, and I still go to bed at night. I'm trying to keep the flow. I don't want to start staying up too late, waking up too late, because then when you do go back to work, you know, you're all messed up. So keep the cycle going, right? Hopefully, I can continue this till I go back to work, and it should be good. You know, I'm gonna try to do a couple solo shows just to have some episodes for the podcast in, because I love the podcast. I love the Discord. I'm happy we got some new people in there. You know, the American guys, you got to jump in. You got to jump in and say, I told you to join. Okay. There's all types of stuff happening in there. There's all type of subjects you can go in there and talk to. It's a good community. I'm not just saying that because it's the shows. I'm saying it because it's true. You know, I'm in there. Jordan's in there. RGT's in there. You know, this, and RGT, it changes man to just, he delivers. This dude delivers. This dude delivers. Okay. There's lots of people that'll help you there. There's all types of stuff happening there. The Discord is great. You know, again, mine went left, thoughts went right. Like I said, oh yeah, I have some other, besides just random solo shows and just some solo shows that I want to do when, you know, there's things are a little, we're running into some trouble, we have a new show, I have those ready. I want to do some special shows, maybe break down some of my platinum trophy shows, maybe do some horror reviews from movies I watched or horror games, because I love them. I want to do a erotic games part two. I think that'd be dope because I got a lot of comments. I got a lot of DMs for that episode. So I think we'll do a second one. Like I said, I'm going to keep it, you know, listen, it's erotic games. It is what it is, right? But you don't have to be vulgar to get the idea across of what you're reviewing and playing. Because, you know, you want to keep the podcast at least PG-13. At bare minimum. You know, no swears. But we do a couple other things in here. I don't think we're really PG. But we keep it clean. Because when it's clean, you can listen to anywhere at any time. You know, you start throwing F-bombs in there. Oh, can't listen to that at work no more. Your boss comes over and you're talking about, ooh, what's going down there? What's up there? We don't want to know, bro. Put that in your ear. Thanks, brother. You know? So like I said, I got a couple special shows happening. I know we got some more guest speakers on, which I'm hoping now that I'm able to record more often. I want to get in there. So I missed a lot of special guests, which was unfortunate. But, you know, life goes on and you move forward, baby. That's it. You know? Like I said, it's Easter. So if you guys do Easter, happy Easter. If you don't do Easter, it's just another Sunday for you. That's cool. And that's pretty much it. It was just a random episode, but those are my thoughts right now. That's what I'm doing. You want to follow me on Instagram? It's the_chronicles_of_a_gamer on IG. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, an alphabetical game. I'm in the letter I section. No, I'm in the letter J of the PlayStation 2 era games I played. Thursday is an arcade game. Friday is a platinum. And the weekend is just an update. Kind of like this podcast. It's just an update on your boy Bobby. So that's it. Listen, if you celebrate, again, like I said, celebrate Easter. Happy Easter if you don't. Happy Sunday. Stay safe. I'll see you on the flip side. Peace.